Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
John sent me a note about a story out of Louisiana. So Steve, check this out. Baton Rouge doctor charged in fatal wreck where an unrestrained victim crossed into his lane. And he has been charged with a very serious crime. The story is actually kind of short, but I did some research. We can talk about the law. From WBRZ News, Logan Cullop wrote the story. A man was arrested Sunday morning when he barely blew above the legal limit after a head-on accident killed a driver who ran into his car. The authorities are saying there's no question. He was on the correct side of the road. Someone else crossed the center line and hit him. They died. But he's being charged with a crime because of his blood alcohol content. According to troopers, a 22-year-old woman was driving along Nicholson Lane around 3 a.m. and crossed the center line of the road, running straight into the doctor's car. The man's a doctor, a 35-year-old doctor. Troopers said that the woman was not wearing a seatbelt. She was taken to a hospital where she died. Now, they admittedly say, again, although the man did not cause the crash, troopers administered a breathalyzer, and he blew a .087. So he's been charged with vehicular homicide. According to Baton Rouge Clinic, the man is a practicing hospital physician at that location. So the man's a doctor, which they throw in there, I guess, for a little bit of color to the story. But the 22-year-old woman died after she crossed the center line and ran into him, but he's been charged with vehicular homicide. Now, I started thinking to myself, I know what most people are going to say to this. They're going to say, well, really, who caused the accident? If she crossed the center line, didn't she cause the accident? And if so, is it enough that he had a blood alcohol content above the legal limit to shift all the blame to him? So my first thought goes to Michigan, where I'm licensed to practice law. And I thought, well, I'm going to look it up in Michigan because I'm not sure exactly how it's worded with respect to this fact pattern. So I looked it up, and under Michigan law, it'd be vehicular manslaughter if the person who operates the motor vehicle with a blood alcohol content of a correct amount, above a certain amount, and by the operation of that motor vehicle causes the death of another person. They are then guilty of this. So the question is, would the person's operation driving down the road be the cause of the death of someone who crossed the center line? So I would think under Michigan law, this would not fly. That's why I thought, yeah, kind of caught my ear as being something that wouldn't quite fly here. But hey, you know, I should double check some of this stuff. So I thought to myself, well, what about Louisiana? Because one thing you will notice, if you're an attorney or if you talk to attorneys or if you simply do a lot of research on your own, you'll discover that a lot of laws look the same from state to state. Quite often. It depends on the law. But quite often you'll see that what happens is one state has a law that works. So other states go, well, why don't we just kind of borrow that law? And they might tweak it a little bit. But you'll find laws that are quite similar from state to state. But occasionally you'll see differences or nuances. So from the Louisiana statutes, a vehicular homicide is the killing of a human being caused proximately or caused directly by an offender engaged in the operation of or in actual physical control of any motor vehicle, aircraft, watercraft, or other means, whether or not the offender had the intent to cause death or great bodily harm, whenever any of the following conditions exists, and such condition was a contributing factor to the killing. Number two, the operator's blood alcohol concentration is 0.08% or more by weight based upon grams of alcohol per 100 cubic centimeters of blood. So I skipped the first one because that's not the one that applies here. It's the second one that applies here. So the question is, did someone die? Yes. Did it involve a vehicle? Yes. And then was the killing caused proximately, directly by an offender engaged in the operation of a motor vehicle, whether or not the offender had the intent to cause death or great bodily harm, whenever any of the following conditions exist, the operator's blood alcohol concentration is 0.08 or above. So it's the killing of a human being caused proximately or caused directly by an offender engaged in the operation of the vehicle. And so was this guy operating a vehicle, and was his operation of it the cause of the death? And I think most people are saying no, because he's driving down the road in his lane. What caused the death was the other person crossing the center line, assuming those facts are true. So it seems to me that this is a bit of a stretch. I think what people are thinking about, especially the prosecutors and the police, what they're thinking is, well, if the guy's been drinking, he shouldn't be driving. He wouldn't have even been out there if he had not driven, right? And number two, let's assume that you're driving down the road 3 o'clock in the morning. Not a lot of traffic on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? It's let's just assume there's not a lot of traffic there. And I admit I'm making stuff up here because we don't know that. But let's assume there's very little traffic on the road. And you're driving down the road and someone's coming towards you and they swerve into your lane. Would you be able to avoid that? And I understand you're going to say, Steve, based on those facts, I don't know. Don't know. How fast are they going? How fast are you going? What are the conditions like? But my point is, one factor we do know is that if you were sober as a church mouse, 0.0 blood alcohol content, you'd probably have a better chance of avoiding the accident than if you blew a 0.087. Probably. So the question is, did that contribute to it? Did that cause it? And again, if you shouldn't have been out there in the first place, if your car wasn't there, presumably it wouldn't have happened. Of course, we want to speculate, we can say, and then again, she could have hit somebody else. I mean, it's not like you're the only two cars on the road in Louisiana that night. So it's a strange case, and I think it's a bit of a stretch. But like I said, it's not quite as clear-cut as many people are going to think it is. But it does depend on how you look at the terminology. And the fact is that we look at the cause. Was it caused proximately or directly by your operation or physical control of that vehicle while you were intoxicated under that standard? And was it caused or proximately caused by that? And I think, again, here, no, that's not what caused it. What caused it was she crossed the center line and ran into a car head on. But I think also quite often they want to make statements with prosecutions. And by the way, I'm not saying it's right. I disagree with we're going to throw the book at somebody to prove a point to society as a whole, if it's not appropriate to throw the book. Okay, and I'm sure you've heard me say once in a while they should throw the book at somebody. In those cases, yes. In those cases, yes. But here, where the guy has a 0.087 in his bloodstream, yes, he should get a ticket, no question. And he should be, if that's true, he can face consequences for that. And that to me makes sense, because the law says you cannot drive with that in your system. But the fact that somebody died in an accident when they ran into his car after crossing the center line, to charge him with vehicular manslaughter seems a bit too much. So there you go. We'll see what happens. I'm sure this will be covered by the news going forward. John sent it to me, and WBRZ reported it. Logan Culp wrote it. Baton Rouge doctor charged in fatal wreck when unrestrained victim crossed into his lane and hit him head on. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. There was no need to do any housework at all. After the first 4 years, the dirt doesn't get any worse.